I'm back. I'm finally back. It really is happening. It's so good to be here in this new setup of mine. Back at it. Hello. So I came back a little bit more prepared, a little bit more, made some advancements, but wow. Okay. Hi. I am so sorry for, I have been gone for a little while, but I'm here now and that's all that matters, right? I don't know, but I'm here. Okay. I must take a sip of tea to ground myself right now. I'm excited with this new setup I have. And yeah, it's fun, but okay. Drinking some huckleberry tea right now. Okay, so yeah. Ever since Mercury retrograde started back in August, it hit me with chaos and burnout, quite literally experiencing that. So I decided to take a little break from podcasting. I've been dealing with some health issues and just a lot. I mean, Mercury retrograde. We could go back to my other episode where I talk all about Mercury retrograde and the effects. And even though we can't scientifically prove that it exists, I can factually tell you my experience of this last one and just the energetically, if you are in tune, you've probably absolutely felt it too. But I made it out. We made it out. Mercury retrograde is in the past. We are in the clear. And now it is my favorite time of year, fall. Happy October, everybody. I'm a big fan of fall. I love October. And so it's the best time to get cozy and drink some tea. So I think it's just fitting that I come back stronger than before in this beautiful season. It really doesn't feel like it right now where I'm at. It doesn't feel like fall, so I'm not quite getting the cozy vibes yet, but I mean, it's beautiful out, so gotta be where I'm enjoying that, of course. There's, you know, a lot of things I can kind of just say and catch up on what I've been going through personally, but I'm just going to get right into what has been happening energetically and astrologically. So ever since Mercury retrograde went direct, there's been a lot of energy going on in the universe. For the month of August, let's kind of just like flash back to the month of August, where you were at, how you were feeling. And basically, we had a Mercury retrograde in the sign of Virgo. And Virgo is the sign of organization, structure, order. Virgos are always aiming for perfection, you know? So that's basically the gist of Virgo. They make great friends. I have some Virgo placements. Virgos are essential, you know, and it's Virgo season is when summer ends and school starts back up again for, you know, that whole season, the whole season changes. And so when you think about the energy of what was Leo before Virgo went, before Virgo season, it's energy of Leo and fierce passion, fire, summer, you know, big plans, all the things, and then we're as Mercury went in retrograde in the sign of Virgo, the shift was definitely apparent. So basically, this retrograde affected our work, health, and daily routines, and it did exactly that for me. And prior to this Mercury in retrograde, I did not research on exactly how it was going to affect me. I just was like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde. Great. I'm still going to live my life, though. Just keep doing it. Keep doing the things. And then after, later, deep dived more into what was really going on. And it was exactly what was happening to me energetically and around me, in the lives around me. Just chaos. And that's what Mercury retrograde brings. Each time, different, though. Different and different for each sign and human. Last Mercury retrograde, so the prior, back in, what was that, May or April, I was creating a podcast. I was launching a podcast. I was editing. I was making social media content. I was doing all of the digital world things and creating kind of a big project for me. And so that was last Mercury retrograde. And this Mercury retrograde, all of that came to a halt and I paused everything because, well, I had to, you know, it was just where I was at. And it's probably where many of us were at in our lives. You know, our daily routines got thrown off. And, you know, when we're thinking about it, not astrologically, and we're thinking just about the end of summer, August comes to an end, it slips away like a bottle of wine. And then into September, Virgo season, it's, you know, the big plans and busyness of summer is a lot, you know, and then it changes rapidly. And so things can be a little bumpy, and that's okay. That's okay that maybe you've fallen off of routine, or things were just not working out the way you wanted them to back then, back in August, going into September. But let me tell y'all, I definitely, when Mercury retrograde went direct, I definitely felt the shift. I was like, oh, I can like think finally, like come back to myself and think. Like I just felt really uptight, woven, you know, just kind of more frantic. And it was just, yeah, I was just I'm very sensitive to energy, others' energies, and definitely what's going on astrologically. So yeah, it was a lot. But once it went direct, I felt a lot better and was starting to get back on track. But then as we leave the shadow period of Mercury in retrograde, we quickly enter another big energy, which was the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. And that happened mid-September. And that was a lot of energy. And this kicked off also eclipse season. So this full moon in Pisces is some deep energy and can promote deep reflection and illuminate our insecurities. And it's a, you know, Pisces is a dreamy, emotional sign. And that energy was definitely present at that point. And when it's a super moon and when it's a lunar eclipse, that's even more intense, overwhelming. It can feel overwhelming for a lot of people. And so this kickstarted the eclipse season, and we'll be having another solar eclipse October 2nd this week. That this podcast is coming out, this episode's coming out. So that's intense energy. So we finally get out of Mercury in retrograde, and then, whoo, eclipse season, baby. And for the solar eclipse, just to real quick to touch on it, it will be a big time for our relationships and spotlight our relationships, and maybe big things could be happening for people. Or, you know, triggers can come up to release what isn't working. So that's what's happening. But to sum up, I guess, what does all of this mean from the end of summer to this eclipse season that we're currently in? What does all this mean right now? And it's a lot. But this very well is a time period of transitions and looking into that shadow self and insecurities that come up. What I advise you to do is to meet yourself exactly where you're at right now in life and just be gentle with yourself. And this is really hard for me personally, to be gentle with myself. I can be gentle with everyone around me. I can show up for other people, but I don't always show up for myself. So it's a big lesson learned for all of us to remember, is to just be gentle with ourselves during this time. When things are unpredictable and energy is chaotic and you feel like you can't just press pause and just relax, more than ever, you need to be gentle with yourself. So meet yourself where you're at. Start clearing out and making room for where you want to be. You know, it's okay if you're here and you're not loving where you're at. Clear out space. What if that means quite literally clearing out your space, or just letting go of baggage, an emotional baggage, to make room for the human and version of yourself that you want to be after this eclipse season ends, all the way to the end of the year into the new year. This energy is potent right now, you guys. It's happening. And that can be very exciting. But when so much is happening, and you were like, oh, okay, you know, personally, I just want to reach for things and make things happen and control things. And really right now, especially the energy of eclipse season energy, is very much allowing yourself to disappear into the void. Like, quite literally, and what I've been learning from other astrologers online and from my research is eclipse season is like a portal. And it can very well feel like a void and kind of spooky, kind of scary. And we're entering spooky season, all right? So things are spooky. And you just have to let it happen and let it go and not cling so tightly to outcomes or even like your daily routine. Your daily routine got thrown off. Okay, time for a new one then, right? I guess since this time has been chaotic, it's time to kind of reshape and reform. So really, that's all I really wanted to talk about today, was just what the hell has been going on energetically, how it's been affecting me, and why I've been absent. It's a big time. And it drains. It drains you. And if you're so tired, let yourself be tired and rest, you know? I also wanted to share what is a good thing to look into in your astrology chart. Right now, you should look into your Lilith sign. And Lilith is a very, like, it's not on CoStar. It's not going to be on these, like, mainstream platforms when you look up your birth chart. You're not going to see your Lilith, so you kind of have to dive a little bit deeper into like cafe astrology and stuff and find your Lilith. And the story of Lilith is a whole thing, so you can look into that. But Lilith is basically kind of the dark feminine energy. But to kind of cover the background story of Lilith, it's kind of fascinating. It's interesting. Lilith is a feminine figure dating back from the Mesopotamian era of mythology, Jewish mythology. But the story goes that Lilith was created by God from dust and placed to live in the garden with Adam until problems arose between Adam and Lilith when Adam tried to exercise dominance over Lilith and tried to kind of control her, and she didn't have that. She refused that, and Adam didn't like that. But yeah, it's said that Lilith is the first wife of Adam. I didn't know this for a long time. So it's quite interesting to look into this energy placement that we all have in our birth chart and what that means for you. And it very well may help you get through this time period and the energetic shifts and transitions, and help you become the version of yourself that you're trying to become, you know? But it's a little dark and scary to go down there. And so look where your placement is as your Lilith sign, and dive a little bit deeper on what that means. For me, my Lilith is in Virgo, which we just ended the Virgo Mercury retrograde. So that makes a lot of sense where I was at. I want to be a perfectionist and I want to control things. And that's also why I had to stop podcasting for a little bit, because I am a perfectionist and I want to edit myself. I want things to be perfect, and I want to have control over my creativity, I guess. I don't know. And it just wasn't working out that way for me. I needed to take a step back. That's what I got for you today. Look into your Lilith sign, look into your house placements. And that's a whole other episode talking about houses, but there's a lot of profound reflection and knowledge that comes with looking into your astrology chart deeper and really studying it and understanding how to work with the current energies of this season. But it's exciting. It's all good. It's gonna be an interesting spooky season, though. Things are gonna get a little weird, I think. But yeah, happy fall, happy October. I'm so glad to be back. I promise I will be back much sooner than I was last time. And good luck, you guys. Just good luck, sending so much love and peace your way. Take care of yourselves. And that's the tea. That's the tea right there, all right? There it is. Okay. Well, bye, everybody.